From New York, this is Democracy Now!
He was surrounded by people who told him to wait until a more convenient time and to use more agreeable methods. 59 years later, it's the same old song and dance from Senator Manchin and Sinema. But my father did not let up for a moment, and neither have we.
The family of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led a voting rights march Monday to mark Martin Luther King Day as pressure grows on Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to support changing the filibuster rules to pass voting rights legislation. We'll speak with Bishop William Barber. Then to Texas, where an armed gunman took four hostages, including a rabbi, at a synagogue Saturday, sparking an 11-hour standoff. Three hostages escaped. One was released before police shot dead the gunman. We'll speak to a rabbi in Dallas.
This weekend was a sobering reminder that we can never forget and never ignore the presence and reality of anti-Semitism. But we also can't forget that when one faith community is attacked, all faith communities are attacked.
And we'll look at the case of Dr. Afia Siddiqui, an imprisoned MIT Brandeis-trained Pakistani neuroscientist who's serving 86-year sentence at a federal prison in Texas. During Saturday's synagogue standoff, the armed gunman repeatedly called for her release. We'll speak to Dr. Siddiqui's attorney.
Heinous act, and Dr. Afia Siddiqui had nothing to do with. And it's unfortunate that her name continues to be associated with events and characters who she has no ties to.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Senate Democrats are opening debate today on legislation that would protect communities of color from Republican-led efforts to roll back voting rights. The effort appears doomed after two Senate Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, said they will not vote for a filibuster carve-out that would allow the legislation to pass with a simple majority of senators. On Monday, the federal holiday marking Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the family of Dr. King marched with thousands of others in Washington, D.C. to demand Manchin and Sinema drop their support for the Senate filibuster. This is Dr. King's granddaughter, 13-year-old Yolanda Renee King.
For all the elected leaders out there who are tweeting, posting, and celebrating my grandfather, Dr. King, today, my message to you is simple. Do not celebrate. Legislate. The Senate must do the right thing when this legislation comes to a vote tomorrow. Senator Sinema, Senator Manchin, our future hinges on your decision, and history will remember what choice you made.
This comes as Republicans are leading voter disenfranchisement efforts nationwide, with GOP-led state legislatures passing more than 30 laws restricting ballot access and introducing at least 400 more. After headlines, we'll have more on the struggle for voting rights with Bishop William Barber, co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign. U.S. COVID-19 hospitalizations have soared to a new record high, with over 150,000 patients. Nearly 2,000 U.S. residents are dying of the disease each day, the vast majority unvaccinated, and the number of confirmed daily infections averaging about 800,000, down only slightly from last week's record toll. Among the latest high-profile people to test positive are two members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including top military leader General Mark Milley. On Friday, the Centers for Disease Control updated its guidance to recommend medical-grade masks over cloth masks, saying well-fitting N95 respirator masks offer the best protection. China says members of the general public will not be allowed to buy tickets to the Beijing Winter Olympics next month after Beijing reported its first locally transmitted case of Omicron variant over the weekend. The single infection in a 26-year-old woman who visited high-end shops in Beijing is challenging China's zero-COVID strategy less than 3 weeks from the start of the Olympic Games. The government of Greece on Monday ordered a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for people 60 years and older. Anyone flouting the mandate will face fines of more than $100 per month. In Serbia, top-ranked tennis player Novak Djokovic has arrived in Belgrade after he was deported from Australia Sunday for refusing to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and lying on his Australian travel declaration form. France's health ministry said Monday Djokovic won't be able to participate in the French Open tournament in May unless he completes his vaccines. In Texas, a rabbi and three congregants of a Jewish synagogue escaped without harm Saturday after an armed man took them hostage, prompting an 11-hour standoff that ended when police shot and killed the gunman. The assailant has been identified as Malik Faisal Akram, a British citizen who's believed to have arrived in the United States in late December. Akram reportedly bought his guns on the streets of Texas. His brother, who assisted police during the standoff from Britain, said Malik had suffered mental health issues for years. President Biden later called the violence an act of terror and promised to battle anti-Semitism.
I wanted to make sure we got the word out to synagogues and places of worship that we're not going to tolerate this, that we have this capacity to deal with assault on particularly the anti-Semitism that has grown up.
During hours of negotiation, Malik Faisal Akram repeatedly called for the release of the Pakistani neuroscientist Afia Siddiqui, who's serving an 86-year-old sentence in the United States. We'll have more on her case and the standoff at the Texas synagogue later in the broadcast. In the South Pacific, an underwater volcano erupted Saturday near the archipelago nation of Tonga, blanketing islands with volcanic ash, severing communication, sending people rushing to higher ground as a 4-foot tsunami crashed into Tonga's capital. At least 3 people are dead, but the toll is expected to rise sharply amidst early reports that Tonga's small outer islands suffered catastrophic damage. Saturday's eruption triggered tsunami warnings across the Pacific, striking Japan, the western United States, and Peru, where waves triggered an oil spill that polluted beaches near Lima. In Sudan, security forces shot dead at least 7 protesters in the capital Khartoum Monday as mobilizations demanding civilian rule continue. Over 70 protesters have been killed since October 25th, when Sudan's military took control of the government in a coup. A Palestinian family threatened with eviction by Israel is threatening to burn down their home in East Jerusalem rather than be displaced from land where they've lived since before Israel occupied the area in 1967. On Monday, scores of Israeli police and riot gear surrounded the home of the Saleh family in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah, seeking to demolish the home and clear the site to build a school. Palestinians say it's the latest in a series of evictions aimed at expropriating land for Israeli settlers in violation of international law. Resident Mahmoud Saleh stood on the roof of his home clutching a bottle of gasoline surrounded by gas canisters.
I will burn the house and everything in it. I will not leave here, from here to the grave, because there's no life, no dignity. I've been in court battles with them for 25 years. They sent me settlers who offered to buy the house, and I did not agree.
After a tense standoff, an Israeli official agreed to postpone the eviction and will allow the Saleh family to remain in their home for now. The Kashmir Press Club, the largest independent media body in the Himalayan region, has been shut down after police and pro-Indian government journalists raided its office over the weekend and took over operations. Press freedom groups are condemning the move as an illegal attack on Kashmiri independent journalists who are often harassed and arrested for their work. The Kashmir Press Club opened in 2018, and at least 300 journalists were members. In El Salvador, people took to the streets of San Salvador Sunday to mark the 30th anniversary of the signing of the peace accords that ended the Salvadoran-U.S.-backed war in 1992. Protesters demanded justice for the tens of thousands who were killed and disappeared during the conflict. People also condemned recent news that the phones of dozens of Salvadoran journalists and human rights defenders were hacked with the Israeli NSO group's Pegasus spyware. Among them were at least 22 journalists with the independent news outlet El Faro, which has led a number of investigations into the government of President Nayib Bukele. This is one of the protesters in San Salvador.
The president needs to know we are aware that we are being spied on, both journalists and the civil society. But we won't be silenced. We will always denounce all the abuses that happen in this country.
North Korea says it's carried out its fourth weapons test this month, launching a pair of tactical guided missiles Monday. State media reported the missiles precisely hit an island target, showing the accuracy of North Korean weaponry. Earlier this month, North Korea tested a new hypersonic missile, triggering a launch alert from the North American Aerospace Defense Council, or NORAD, that briefly grounded flights on the West Coast in the United States. In New Jersey, fire officials say a massive chemical blaze at a chlorine manufacturing plant in Passaic could have turned into one of the most catastrophic chemical disasters in the region if firefighters hadn't quickly responded. The fire at Majestic Industries and the Qualco chemical plant burned through Friday night and into Saturday morning. The smoke was so thick it was seen and smelled in New York City. Hundreds of firefighters were deployed. One of them was injured. And the wealth of the world's richest 10 men doubled since the start of the pandemic, even as 160 million more people were pushed into poverty. That's the conclusion of an Oxfam report, Inequality Kills, released as the World Economic Forum kicked off its annual meeting, virtually due to the pandemic. The report found global inequality, quote, is contributing to the death of at least 21,000 people each day, unquote, or one person every 4 seconds, even as the combined wealth of Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and eight other men grew by $1.2 billion a day. On Monday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres echoed Oxfam's warning on global inequality.
The last 2 years have demonstrated a simple but brutal truth. If we leave anyone behind, in the end, we leave everyone behind. If we fail to vaccinate every person, we give rise to new variants that spread across borders and bring daily life and economies to a grinding halt. And if we fail to provide debt relief and financing to developing countries, we create a lopsided recovery that can send an interconnected global economy into a tailspin.
And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Juan.
Just 'cause you're fly, do you have something? Look me in the eye. Feeling off balance, family on my mind. No, I don't want them to die. 'Cause it's wide open, wide open. The future is wide open, wide open. The future is wide open, wide open. The future is
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday, there will be snow at a high of minus 9 degrees Celsius. Thursday will be mainly sunny with a high of minus 14 degrees Celsius. Friday will be sunny with a high of minus 21 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be mainly sunny with a high of minus 19 degrees Celsius. Sunday will be snowy with a high of minus 10 degrees Celsius. Monday will be sunny with a high of minus 16 degrees Celsius. Finally, Tuesday will be mainly cloudy with a high of minus 13 degrees Celsius.
They know mine. speak my mind. I haven't got ahead by being Mr. Nice. It's time to live my life. No fear of being wrong or right. I plan to get ahead by fighting for my life. War against the world, against the world, I win this war. Fade. Don't mind the sweat and pain, fighting for myself. More shoes and hand grenades, no more look the other way. Take a few casualties, storming the front line.
Just give me a moment to speak to the best of you. I swear. Hello and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized informative podcast made to be listened in the shower, but you can listen to it wherever you want.
The whole point of this podcast is that we take the mysteries of the world and debunk them in a bite-sized informative way. Listeners send in the questions they've always wondered the answer to, and we do our best to solve them.
So far, we've answered questions like...
Do mice actually like cheese?
Are humans good or evil?
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Why does coffee make you poop?
And loads, loads more.
I guess you could say...
We expand your mind while you wash your behind.
And this week is no different. We're in the hottest studio in the world right now, and we're going to be talking about something that's nice and cold. So hopefully this is a therapeutic episode for us, and hopefully that comes across... in this podcast.
Ireland is going through a bit of a heat wave at the moment, and for any of you who've never been to Ireland, Ireland never goes through a heat wave.
We don't deal well with it.
We don't do well with it. And it's like, it is proper heat. It's not just us being like, oh geez, it's very hot. It is actually sweltering.
But especially in this podcast studio, we are both sitting here sweating. So think of us.
On that note, Marcus, this week's episode.
This week's question comes from Bridget Boyden. And she has asked, what causes brain freeze? So Bridget Boyden has asked us what causes brain freeze, which is super topical because, as we said, Ireland's in the middle of a heat wave and everyone is absolutely demolishing ice lollies.
Are you more of an ice cream or an ice lolly man?
Do you know, it actually really depends on the day. Sometimes I'll go mad for a Calippo. But then sometimes... you know, I might be feeling a bit luxurious. I'll get like a Magnum, maybe a caramel Magnum.
Mm.
Then sometimes if I'm feeling a bit tropical, I might go for a Solero.
Yeah. I love ice creams because I love chocolate and I love that kind of creaminess. But I think I definitely am an ice pop gal.
Yeah.
I had a Twister the other day.
Twisters are good.
And it was absolutely delicious nostalgia. But I did get a brain freeze about halfway in. Which was the absolute worst.
It does really take the enjoyment out of what should be a nice, refreshing treat, doesn't it?
Yeah, I get it the worst when I have like milkshakes, like a frozen drink where you can actually consume it really quickly.
Frozen margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
They're the worst because you want to keep drinking them, but it just hurts so much. It's like a hangover in advance.
How and why does something so pleasurable bring so much pain?
Well, it's actually pretty simple. And it comes down to the fact that our heads are a mess.
Oh, tell me something I don't know, Marcus.
Yeah, well, no, okay. So I'm not talking about like what's going on in your head. I'm talking about like the actual design of the human head is pretty flawed. And the biggest flaw is the proximity of most of our sensory organs.
Sensory organs as in your eyes, your ears, your mouth and your nose.
Yeah, basically.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Basically, all of our sensory organs are kind of like about an inch or two apart. And they're all situated on top of the same nerves and blood vessels. So this can result in getting crossed wires when they send the signals to your old brainio.
That's actually funny because we've talked about cross wires before.
Yeah.
Like in the sneeze episode, we talked about why looking at a light can make you sneeze. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like a signal crossing over. I think we touched on it as well. And why do we cry? There was kind of a signal crossing over.
As well with dominant hands.
Dominant hand was.
But it's amazing. Yeah, it's like that's a really good example of those crossed wires. It's like sneezing when you look at a bright light, like light being a stimulus for something to happen with your throat and mouth, or say eyes watering when like you yank a hair out of my beard.
Gals, I'm just telling you here. If you ever have trouble getting your boyfriend out of bed, just pluck out one of his beard hairs. It could not work better with Marcus.
No, just genuinely don't do that. Like it's really sore. It's like a hate crime against people who are fuzzy.
I love you, Marcus. I love your fuzziness. Anyway, how do these crossed wires result in brain freeze? How do these particular crossed wires affect brain freeze?
So brain freeze is caused when you eat or drink cold foods, and unsurprisingly has a lot to do with the sudden temperature change in the blood going to your brain.
That's funny, because I remember in the episode we did about yawning, we talked about how the back of your throat has a huge influence on the temperature of the brain blood. So in the way that when we breathe in cool air, it cools our brain. So the back of our throat, if there's blood flowing through that, the cold air cools that and brings it to the brain. Because of course, when we're warm, we feel tired.
Yeah.
If you kind of shock your brain with cold air, you wake up. So is it the same kind of thing?
Yeah, it's the same basic principle, but just to a much more extreme level. At the back of the throat, there's so many blood vessels in there, but it's also the place where two of your brain's most important blood supplies meet. So the internal carotid artery, which supplies all of the blood to your brain, and the interior cerebral artery, which runs up and then sits on top of your brain.
So what happens when you chill these down suddenly?
So say you're drinking a milkshake or something like that, and you know, all of a sudden you're getting this really, really, really low temperature effect, it hitting the back of your throat and cooling down the blood going to your brain. Those arteries are going to contract very suddenly. So once they contract, that causes pressure to be placed in the artery. So your body sends more blood there to compensate for that contraction, which causes them to expand. So this is, yeah, that rapid contraction and expansion trigger the pain receptors in the outer covering of your brain.
I'm still not kind of seeing how this is a crossed wire brain signal thing, though. Mm-hmm. Surely it's just a case of blood cools, arteries contract and subsequently expand, and that's just the pain, no?
Not quite, though. When you think about it, the pain you feel, although it started at the base of your brain, has to go through several nerves. And this is where the crossed wire happens.
Right.
So the biggest one that they go through is the trigeminal nerve, which was responsible for all of the feeling in your face. So the result is that you actually feel the pain somewhere else. You know, it might be behind your eyes or on the top of your head or whatever. So it's not actually pain in the place where the pain starts. It's pain that's displaced somewhere else. And that's the incredible thing.
That's so amazing. It's kind of a little scary too, but that's pretty amazing. And for all the brain freeze sufferers out there, is there a cure?
Well, either you can wait, you know, the 10 seconds that it takes for brain freeze to fade. Or if you're really stuck, you can just have a couple of gulps of warm water and it'll regulate the temperature. It'll bring you right back.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Any brain freeze facts for us? That's a nice thing. Brain freeze facts.
Brain freeze facts.
Nice collection of words there.
Yeah, actually, brain freeze is one of the most common types of headaches experienced across everybody in the world, affecting between like 6% and 74% of adults and 38.3% and 79% of children.
Wow, so it's way more common in kids.
Mm-hmm. And they're actually, do you know what? They're doing loads and loads of study into it now, because people who suffer from migraines are far more likely to suffer from bad brain freeze. So it's actually, they're thinking that there's a link between the way your nerves are wired and if you're prone to migraines. And they, you know, it's, if they're looking to cure that, that's, yeah, they're making good leaps.
Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Any more?
Yeah, some research actually suggests that women are more likely to experience brain freeze than men.
Of course. And another thing we have, gals.
Uh-huh. This observation is consistent with the fact that there's a higher prevalence of other types of headaches in women.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. I'd say, you know, you just have a pain in your head from putting up with fellas all day.
Yeah, amen to that, sister.
Well, this has been the warmest episode we've ever done in our life. Sorry if we come across a little bit sleepy or dozy. We are literally in an oven here.
I honestly would say that this studio is over. Could it be over 40 degrees?
I think we're definitely in the mid-30s, but it's very enclosed and there's no air circulation.
It is absolutely sweltering. Marcus is sitting here naked. I know, I'm just joking. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, and for giving us your ears for the last 15 or so minutes. If you are new to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, or you've only listened to a few episodes, then good news, there are over 40 episodes for you to binge listen to. We cover all kinds of topics, from funny to interesting to bodily functions to chickens. Everything is there.
Everything. If you want to shoot us a message or send us a question or just get in touch with us on social media, all you have to do on Facebook is search for In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. Or if you're into your tweets and you want to get us on the Twitter, just search for at In The Sheriff Pod.
Yeah, or if you want to get in touch with us via email, say hello, or indeed send us a question, you can get us at intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
If you like what we do, please do recommend us to a friend or family or just people who are interested in podcasts, because that's how we get our name out, and we really, really do appreciate it.
Okay, guys, something a little bit different. For the first time in the Shower with Taz and Marcus history, we cannot tell you what next week's question is. This is because there is something really exciting in the pipeline for us that is happening this week that is going to affect next Monday's episode. We can't tell you anything else other than it's going to be super exciting. So be here on Monday morning with your ears ready to hear some interesting, amazing facts.
Amazing. Couple of thank yous. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Couple of thank yous before we wrap up. Big thank you to Alan and Paddy and all the crew in the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Thank you, guys. You are lovely.
Next up, thank you, Flo Robinson, for our amazing cover art. We love you, Flo.
We love you, Flo. Big shout out to David Gertzman, who did our jingle. Dave, you are cool.
So as we said, next week's question is a mystery. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing. Scrubbing.
This has been a production of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
You're tuned in to the Wednesday Morning After Show with your host, Sheila Ferrando, and editing by me, Nadine Scott, on Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
Thank you. confess, it tends to be this way. Shuffle and so, so heavy undertow. Since there's no point, it's best to let it go.
Shadows growing low, stuck on this track. The sun is behind, is there no turning back? Love it and it saves the road to relief. When there's nothing to hold you up but relief. Stay if you wanna play with your troubles. Either way, life will go on. Stay if you wanna laugh to us. We got who's left and lost tomorrow.
Unimportant, going after dreams, when suddenly life comes apart at the seams.
Tell me what's the point of living a lie, cooped in a cage if we're all gonna die. Taken by the wind, my life I will bear, and smile to think that I have no regrets. Stay if you wanna play with your troubles, either way life will go on. Stay.
So hard, grinding. a rose, but I grew from the concrete. They couldn't stop me. Try to hold me back, but you know G.O.D. had me. Obstacles in life can make you do a spin junk move. This ball crossover make you lose your shoe. But I learned so much when I was in my cocoon. How to handle the hate and do a spin joke too. Wrapped in a silky case so tight, I thought I'd choke. But a monarch flew right out of the web. She evoked. Was a caterpillar, had to transform into a butterfly. Was a caterpillar, had to transform into a butterfly.
For your confines or anything that you heard about online, I'ma stay up late way past my curfew. I guess I never grew up and I never learned, so be responsible, be methodical, be something that I never thought could be possible. Ain't no stopper cause I'm on the road, stoned in my throne with a pot of gold, living like a child that never gets old. Hard hit it, yeah, I said it cause we can't be told what to do or when to do it. Been a hell and back up, but my mama threw it. Sorry for acting this way. How many times did you pray that I snap out of it, quit, maybe get a job, but I never did that, cause it was too hard, talk ish and play cards, don't chicks and take offs, exacts and papers, this life is made up, kinda like a fairy tale, except that the end it don't end very well, it could end in a cell, it could end with a friend at the bottom of the well, where the lost boys dwell, we all trying to emulate Peter Pan, return the innocence and still be the man, kill the pirates, get the girl, feed the fam, flying on the ferry that's we never land, look in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a couple lost boys with too much cocaine, riding high to forget the lows, known to the world, it's a life we chose.
Lost boys, chillin' in the jungle. Me and all of our lost boys, do you wanna rumble? Me and all of our lost boys, chillin' in the jungle. Me and all of my, me and all of my lost boys.
Every single morning when she rises, takes a yawn, wipes a crust from her eyelids. Checks all the likes, tinted in a gram, swiping life, swiping right, so she's in demand. Loves a rush, and the yellow Chanel handbag, tracksuit, juicy couture. She a bad bitch, she knows it, and if she breaks a few hearts, it's a bonus. She ferocious, in a feminine way, for her sex is a game, and she came to play. With hearts and minds, for dollar signs, right or wrong, blur the lines. Fortified from the outside, let nobody in, cause they can't begin to comprehend, and how these men didn't give it. Look at the culprits, started at an early adolescence. Pops walked out, couldn't feel his presence. That was one of many traumatizing lessons. Felt like she was cursed by the heavens. Had her first love at 16. After a few months, he was convincing. For her to let the pimp her out, she didn't know about real love. She never had a doubt. He was in the wrong because her love was strong. So the cycle of abuse carried on. With black eyes and a swollen lip, she finally decided to take a trip on a vacay pay stay. Because everything around was crashing like Mayday. Took the pain, turned it into a tool. Made a vow to herself, never be a fool.
Me and all of my lost boys, chilling in the jungle. Me and all of my lost boys, do you wanna rumble? Me and all of my lost boys, chillin' in the jungle. Me and all of my, me and all of my lost boys. Me and all of my lost boys, chillin' in the jungle. Me and all of my lost boys, do you wanna rumble? Me and all of my lost boys, chillin' in the jungle. Me and all of my, me and all of my, me and all of my lost boys.
Well, that wraps up the show. Keep listening to CKUT.
Sleepy King, the Sleepy King, the Sleepy King. The Sleepy King, the Sleepy King, the Sleepy King. The Sleepy King.